The price of oil is sliding right along with the markets.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill, and for Jeremy Hobson. Jeremy will be back tomorrow and broadcasting from London for the rest of the week. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts today. Coming up, we'll talk gas prices and what they can tell us about the health of the economy. But first, where's Wall Street? The Dow is down nearly 200 points this morning at 10,476. The Nasdaq is off just about a percentage point. The S&P 500 down 1.5% at 1,081. Overseas markets also slumped this morning. Later this morning, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is expected to take questions about the health of the U.S. economy and our ability to avoid recession. Oil prices have fallen below $76 a barrel. Today, the lowest level in more than a year. For more, we turn to Julie Niemann, an analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. She joins us now live. Good morning, Julie.
Morning, Adrienne.
So what's going on with gas prices?
Well, gasoline today nationally is averaging about $3.41 a gallon. That's a 25-cent drop over the last couple of weeks. And here in St. Louis last night, I paid $2.98 a gallon. High excitement there. But gasoline is actually priced off of Brent crude, which is a little under $100 a barrel today. Look for Brent to continue to fall, though, and lower prices are coming to a station near you very shortly.
Why is that?
Well, a couple of reasons. First is the recession. It's still continuing on. We have no real recovery, and high prices have already hurt a really injured consumer. We use less. We can't afford joyriding. Even our kids aren't driving as much. And OPEC wants to keep the prices high, so they'll try and cut production. And by the way, Big Oil loves this because OPEC does all their dirty work for them. They can continue to produce at full tilt. But we have a good supply of oil, just not much demand. And secondly, it's the shoulder season. Now, spring, you have no driving and even less heat. In the summer, high driving, no heating. Winter, you have a lot of heating. And we're in the fall here, where you have less driving and still not heating. So when you get to the shoulder seasons, prices come down anyway. So that's the only cheery news I have for you this morning.
All right. Julie Niemann is an analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Thanks so much.
You bet.
The European bank Dexia is in some pretty significant trouble today on concerns over just how much Greek debt it has on its books. French and Belgian finance ministers said today their countries will guarantee financing for the bank, but Dexia's problems could spread. Marketplace's Gregory Warner joins us live with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about Dexia.
So Dexia is a Belgian bank, and they're running out of cash. They own a lot of Greek debt, a lot of Italian and Spanish debt. Those are obviously not good bets right now. Dexia also extends credit lines to American cities. So if a city needs to raise cash, they issue a bond. Dexia guarantees those bonds.
So what's the fallout for those American cities doing business with Dexia?
Well, I called Paul Simon at Tactical Allocation Group. He says many American cities have found a new bank to guarantee their bonds, but cities that are still stuck with Dexia, and there are a number of them, could suddenly have a lot less cash. American investors would get hurt as those municipal bonds lose value, and even the possibility of a restructuring for Dexia prompts a deeper worry.
Confidence, a lack thereof, and we believe Dexia is just the warm-up act. Because there have been distress signals in the short-term funding markets in Europe for a while now.
Now, if that rises to the level of what he calls a crisis of confidence, we could see other banks following Dexia into that trouble zone.
Marketplace's Gregory Warner, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Apple is releasing its new iPhone today, and Sprint is placing a big bet. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the cell company has promised to buy more than 30 million phones over the next 4 years, which is a lot, considering Sprint has only 33 million customers on a contract-based plans.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
Markets are closed in China this week for a national holiday, and people are traveling by subway and train. But there's concern in the country over rail safety after some bad crashes in the last few months. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Shanghai subways are running slower this week. It's a safety measure the government's carried out to avoid another accident. He Guoying is one rider who still feels a little nervous.
The government needs to be more careful. If they put the lives of the people first, then we wouldn't be seeing so many accidents.
She repeats a phrase that's popular these days in China. Things are moving too fast. With all these accidents, many wonder whether the quality of China's new infrastructure could possibly equal the quantity. A new morbid Chinese phrase has even risen out of this. Dai Xue GDP, blood-soaked GDP. The idea that China's risked people's lives in its quest for rapid economic growth. Subway rider Cao Xuying says her options are limited. I have to take the subway, she says. Too many people have cars these days, and driving in Shanghai traffic would get me nowhere. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally, all those snack and coffee breaks add up. According to Forbes, a new study from the office supply store Staples finds snack breaks eat up 2.4 billion hours of work time in the U.S. each year. That's 2.4 billion hours. About half of us take our food and coffee breaks regularly. Some people head out as many as 5 times a day. Sure, all those trips to Starbucks mean people aren't sitting at their desk, but I have to say, I do my best work with a little sugar and a lot of caffeine. Let us know how often you take your breaks. Share your other thoughts. We're on Twitter at Marketplace Radio. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
We talk a lot about how bad things are in today's economy. Jobs, wages, you know the drill. But when it comes to crime, at least, things used to be a lot worse.
In tribal societies, an average of about 15% of people met their ends through violence. In the 20th century, you get to about 3%.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Freakonomics Radio. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.